play, and I've heard and said for a long time, don't play God with people. Don't decide for them whether this is going to be for them or not, or if they're going to be interested in this or not.
You know, there's such an important message in all of this. Maybe we should talk about it again on Friday, but what I wanted to say now is part of our vital balance is, yes, we're taking care of our body, but in an overall good health, having a good mind and nourishing your mind, etc., is a subject that we could bring up in one of our future Tuesday. This is, could be a subject discussion somewhere down the line.
It could, yeah, that's a great idea. The book that we were to have read before we got there is a very fascinating book. It's called The War of Art. Stephen Pressfield is the author. So The Art of War, not the other way around, because there's a book called The War of Art, but it's The War of Art. And it's about procrastination and resistance. Actually, procrastination is one of the resistance. So the things that we allow to stop us from moving forward in our life, whether it's cleaning out our office, or, you know, all the many things that we can do to resist, to do our purpose, those are all resistance. And I have a list here pretty close to the front of my book. So the resistance to recruit allies, there's procrastination, there's sex, there's self-drama, a victim, the choice of a mate, there's self-doubt, there's fear, there's resistance to being a star, that's one of mine, there's resistance to being healing or being healthy, resistance to family, and resistance to criticism, like being turned down or told no. So that was quite an interesting book. It's only like 168 pages. Heather, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about resistance to our stardom. Everybody has that, I think. I think we were trained as kids to not become our grandiose self that we are. We are magnificent, each and every one of us.
So you said resistance to being a star?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody. I think everybody has that. We're great. We're awesome. We're fabulous. We're extraordinary. Each and every one of us. So find your passion and be that, and you will be extraordinary. You will be who you came here to be. And that's so important. Whether it be, you know, a maintenance person in a airport or a hotel, whether it be a gardener, anything. Just be that. Be that with all your heart. Julie Tara said, she said so many great things this weekend, I can barely stand it. You know, everything just vibrated so much with me. And it just compounds everything. So when you love yourself, everything just kind of opens up. The whole world opens up. Everything changes. I love the story with the red hat, about how this girl went and bought a red hat, and she tried it on, and she looked great in it. This little girl at the store was saying, oh, Mommy, look at that girl. She's so beautiful, and she looks just magnificent. So she walks out, and she goes to work, and everybody kind of was looking at her a little differently. They, you know, she paid more attention to her, and they spoke to her, you know, in a different way, she felt. And she went home, and she got home, and her mom greeted her when she got home, and she said, oh, you look taller today for some reason. You look so much better. And she said, oh, it's the red hat. And her mom says, what red hat? she had gone to the store and never bought the red hat. She'd left it there on the counter, but she had just that presence about herself that everything else just changed. When you change your attitude and you feel, you know, good about yourself and you love yourself, do all just little things to help yourself feel good. The world takes notice, or maybe you just take notice, and everything changes. Everything.
It's true. That was a good story. She bought the hat, but she left it on the counter. She didn't take it away. She thought, yeah, she still had it on. I'm like, how can you not know you don't have a hat? But I guess she just felt it was so comfortable that she thought she had it on. But that's a good story. You know, things that make you shine. Maybe you should wear a red hat just to make sure you feel yourself shining every day. And then you will just start to shine.
Yeah. Like I wore special bracelets or when I was learning about the chakras, I started buying underwear that was of those colors, and I would get little glitters to put them on. You have a dress that you did a whole bunch of glitters on, Linda.
I do, yeah.
How does that dress make you feel?
Yeah, it makes you shine.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Yeah, so do little good things for yourself. Even if nobody else sees them, you do. And then everybody will see them.
You know, sometimes when I'm talking and I may not feel that great that day, I wear either red or cobalt blue. Because I always get so many compliments on those colors, so even if I'm not feeling vibrant, it makes me feel vibrant. I learned that a long time ago. It's like, oh, you look so great. No, so if you're feeling like crap, put on the bright colors that you get lots of compliments in, and it allows you to be that even if you're not feeling it. And that also goes into another point. It's like, call people for help. If you're feeling down, you're getting ready to go an appointment or meet with somebody on any level. Call somebody that can and brainstorm, like, hey, I need to vent. I need to get into the right space before I go on this appointment.
Yeah, gather your allies.
Gather your allies. That's right. Yeah. So I have a whole list of people. I have a whole list of people I can call to be inspired before an appointment.
And, you know, even if you're feeling down, that person that you call, they come up to the plate, even if they're because you're calling them for that reason, and they don't want to let you down, so they will absolutely come up to the plate, even if they're feeling down. So you both get uplifted.
That's a great point.
That's a great asking point.
Yep. Anybody have any questions before we wrap up for today?
This is Jerry. I got a comment about the book. I downloaded it yesterday and read it, but boy, was it tough to read. I did laundry. I did shopping. I walked to the post office, but finally, and one of the real tough things in there was the fear of
the resistance was coming through as you're reading the book.
Oh gosh. Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, I had a hard time getting to it too because, you know, being on vacation and my nephew just wanted to talk. He's a talker. And I'm like, I gotta read my book. I gotta go sit in the bathroom or something. So it's like, it's interesting how even the resistance to the book that talks about resistance in life and doing your art, which life is our art. So yeah, I'd recommend everybody get a copy to download. It was cheap. I can't remember how cheap it was, but, or get a, you know, order a copy, Amazon. Just make sure it's the war of art, not the art of war.
I found it for free.
You found it for free, even better.
I always do. But I want the book now, because when you have the book, you can always open it and, you know, you open it to the right page and you get the right message. So I think I'll get the book too.
Especially that prior to all the resistances. Yes. I already recommended it to about 5 different people. So, it was awesome. On the plane, just beautiful. Oh, and promote. Sponsor people. Promote. Because you know what? People are just waiting for us. They are. They're praying for us. There's not that many solutions in the world. People are tired. People are exhausted. They're just not happy where they are. I was with a couple last night, and he was sitting next to me. His wife was sitting on the other aisle. She's an engineer, and he's a programmer. They both make a lot of money, and they're both unhappy about the job. He's been in it for 43 years. He doesn't really love what he does, but he's really good at it. But what he really loves is being outside with animals. And it was just so beautiful to see that man transform his face and everything. You know, yeah, he makes good money. They live in New Hampshire. They live up in the mountains. He loves that part. He travels 80 minutes to go to work. And he's just waiting for the moment where he can retire. So I introduced him a little bit to, well, he had a bad back. He was in a motorcycle accident when he was young, 20 years old. So he's always had a bad back. And he said, well, it's just what I have. I just have to live with it, do exercise. And I said, you know, I disagree with that. And he goes, what? You disagree with that? I said, yeah, I disagree with that. Because I've seen those things go away. I've seen it. I have experience with that. He just has never had the experience with that. A lot of people just don't because they listen to, you know, doctors or physical therapists.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't have that recognition, that experience of it, or anyone in their sphere of input. So they're just waiting for us.
That's
and sometimes you have to just disagree with them. He was shocked that I disagreed with him. Shocked. You disagree? How can you disagree? It
was that
so
was a good
funny.
Phrase, actually. I disagree. That's a good phrase.
And I would never disagree with people because I was always a people pleaser. So that's a big deal for me. That was a big resistance I had to please people all the time, make the best of every situation, not confront people.
Now, are you being brutally honest?
Beautifully honest, my dear. Beautifully honest.
Well, cool. Well, I
thank you, fairy godmother.
Oh, you're very welcome.
There was a lot of beautifully honest people this weekend, and that was what made it so wonderful, so genuine and authentic, and be able to be safe. You know, everyone felt safe in that environment, and that was very, very beautiful.
I hear a question. Who's that from? Star comment.
This is Candy. I was wondering, is this going to be recorded and when
today? No, not today. Sorry. We were just talking today, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Didn't record today because I wasn't actually talking about a specific product, but it is good stuff, isn't it?
It's excellent stuff. I wish I had a copy of it. Can we redo this?
Yeah, we can talk more on Friday. How's that sound? It was such a great conference, such great information that, yeah, we'll talk about it again on Friday, unless we have individuals on that are looking for vital balance brainstorming, then we will, of course, help them first, because that's our priority also. The whole bunch of women that do want to be healthier and they realize, you know, time to walk my talk, which is something I've always done is walk my talk. So everybody have a great week. If you can get a copy, the War of Art, Stephen Pressfield, I recommend it.
I highly recommend it.
Yep.
So do I.
Good. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you all.
And we will
thank
talk
you.
On Friday. Same time. Thank
great
you.
Call.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
Thank you.